In this tutorial, we will review the completely redesigned layout of the Patient Information screen. The Patient Information screen has now been organized with individual sections to present the patient's information in this clear and concise layout. The Patient Information screen has now been organized with individual sections to present the patient's information in this clear and concise layout. The Patient Information screen has now been organized into The Patient Information screen has now been organized with individual sections to present the patient's information with a clear and concise layout. Having sections to separate insurance information, billing information, and patient demographics will make the patient information area much more navigable for all users. The screen's entry fields have been enhanced to make information more easily accessible for all users who are using touchscreen devices. The personal information section will display all of the patient's demographical information. The personal information section will display all of the patient's demographical information, starting with the patient's full name and address at the top of this area. When entering the patient's address, you should note that by inserting the patient's zip code, the city and state fields will automatically be populated. The address fields are followed by several fields to enter any of the patient's known phone numbers. Be sure to include the appropriate area code with each of the patient's phone contacts. The patient's phone contacts are followed by a field to enter the patient's preferred email address. Please note that if the patient has subscribed for the Health Bank's e-newsletter, the email address that is entered in this field will be used to receive those newsletters. This email address will also be used if your office allows TalkSoft. To email appointment reminders to your patients. The email field is followed by the patient's date of birth and age field. You can enter the patient's date of birth by clicking on the birthday link or by simply typing the patient's birthday into the field. The sex will default based on the patient's name. However, if you have the security privileges, you can set your install options to force a gender entry each time an account is created. When you click the link in the race field, a pop-up will appear where you can select from a list of options. More than one race can be selected for the patient if necessary. Please note that entering the patient's date of birth, gender, and race are all required for meaningful use. The new patient information screen now includes the ethnicity and language fields directly in the personal information section. It is important to remember that entering the patient's ethnicity and language are also necessary for meeting meaningful use requirements. The memo fields at the bottom of the personal information section can be used to store useful information that will print on the patient's super bill and also display on the and also display at the charge entry and payment posting screens. Typically, these fields are used to document a patient's Typically, these fields are used to document the patient's copay amounts or other relevant billing information. The Practice Information section in the top right corner of the Patient Info screen displays important provider information for the patient. If your practice has multiple locations, the location number should represent the location where the patient will. The location number should represent the location where the patient will typically be seen. This should be the location that the patient is registered. This should be the location that the patient is registered. The provider field should contain the provider who the patient will regularly be scheduled with. The provider field should contain the provider who the patient will regularly be scheduled with. You can choose the provider by entering their doctor number into the field or click the provider link to select from the doctor master file. The next field should contain the provider who referred the patient to your office. The next field should contain the provider who referred the patient to your office. Clicking on the referring doctor link will prompt the referring doctor master file pop-up to appear. If necessary, you can add a new referring provider to the master file. If necessary, you can add a new referring provider to the master file by clicking the Options button at the bottom of the pop-up. The last doctor field refers to the patient's primary care physician. You can click the link to select the primary provider from the referring doctor master file pop-up. You can click the link to select the primary provider from the referring doctor master file pop-up. The billing information section is now arranged to simply display the patient's ledger balance and amount and date of the last personal payment that was made. The billing information section is now arranged to simply display the patient's ledger balance and the amount and date of the last personal payment that was made. This helps to bring the user's attention to any outstanding balance at a glance. The admin note icon next to the heading will be highlighted in yellow when an admin note has been added. You can click over the icon to view or edit the note. To view more detailed billing information, you can click the View Detail option, and a pop-up will appear with more specific information. The pop-up includes important features such as a link to enter an account type. If the patient has insurances in the insurance information section, the account type field will automatically default to 6, which indicates the patient does have insurance and will be billed accordingly. If account type 2 is chosen, a percentage value can be entered into the discount budget plan field. This discount percentage will be taken from any charges before it is billed to insurance. If account type 7 or 8 are chosen, enter the monthly budget plan for the patient. If account type 7 or 8 are chosen, enter the monthly budget plan for the patient. If account type 7 or 8 are chosen, enter the month. If account type 7 or 8 are chosen, enter the monthly budget plan for the patient in whole dollars in the discount budget plan field. You can click the checkbox next to the Hold Statements and Hold Claims fields. You can click the checkbox next to the Hold Statements and Hold Claims fields to hold the patient's account statements and insurance claims. Please note that statements must be held in order for Please note that statements must be held in order to hold the patient's insurance claims. MedEnt does not allow holding only the insurance claims. MedEnt does not allow holding the insurance claims only. A checkmark in the next field indicates a finance charge on a delinquent account. Dunning messages and time frames are customizable in the master files area. And will print on account statements for patients who have a personal budget over a certain amount of days. The insurance information area will list all of the patient's insurance providers. If your office uses the insurance card scanning interface and a card has been scanned for the patient, the insurance card icon will be highlighted in yellow. You can click over the icon to view any of the patient's scanned insurance cards. Next to the insurance card icon, you can click the hammer and wrench icon to access the insurance plans list. Deactivated insurances will not appear on the patient information screen, but you will be able to access them from this pop-up to review if necessary. Each of the patient's insurances will display individually and will indicate who the primary insurance holder is. Each of the patient's insurances will display individually and will indicate who is the primary insurance holder on the account. If there is an insurance referral on the account, a green check mark will display next to the referral link. You can click the referral link to access the referral screen, where you will be able to view any existing referrals or add a new referral if necessary. To review the specific insurance information, click anywhere on the insurances box, and the insurance information screen will appear. The insurance information screen is now formatted into sections that organize the information by the insurance information screen is now formatted into sections that organize the information by the insurance provider and plan, the insured patient's personal information, and the individual members who are included on the insurance. An orange exclamation point may display on the insurance. An orange exclamation point may display on an insurance at the patient information screen. An orange exclamation point that is An orange exclamation point that displays on an insurance at the patient information screen will indicate only partial coverage. This means that not every member on this account is covered by this insurance. You will notice that expired insurances will be grayed out and will display the date that the insurance plan expired. The button line at the bottom of the patient information screen is now customizable per user. Will display the items that you use most frequently. All of the other items will be accessible in a pull-down menu when you clicked on the chevron button on the right side of the button line. To configure your button line layout, click the hammer and wrench icon at the top of the pull-down menu. When the custom setup screen appears, you can arrange your setup to display all of the items that you use most frequently by moving them to the Display on Button Line field. You can adjust the order in which buttons are displayed by highlighting the specific item and clicking the Move Up or Move Down buttons. Click the check mark in the top left corner of the screen to return to the patient information screen. For patients that are using family-style billing accounts, you will notice that you will notice that the Members button will be highlighted in blue when additional account members are added. You can click the Members button, and a pop-up will appear with a list of all of the members that are associated with that patient's account. You will also have the ability to add new members if necessary. If there have been any notes added to the patient's account, the Notes button will also be highlighted in blue to indicate that a note is present. You will also notice that there is now a button line at the top of the new patient information screen. If the patient has reviewed and signed the HIPAA privacy statement, the HIPAA icon will be highlighted in green. Clicking the HIPAA button will access the patient's privacy information. The pharmacy button allows you to designate the pharmacy or pharmacies that a patient receives their medications from. Pharmacies can be selected from the pharmacy master list, which can be set up in the pharmacy master file. If your office uses the patient portal and the patient has not set up their portal account, clicking the portal button will prompt a pop-up to appear that will display the portal activation code for that patient. You'll have the ability to print the patient's portal activation letter directly from this pop-up. If the patient portal account has been set up, when clicking the patient portal button, a screen will appear where you can view or edit the portal settings for that patient. If your office offers a Health Bank's e-newsletter, clicking the e-newsletter button will allow you to set a subscription status for the patient. Remember that a valid email address must be entered into the email field in order for the e-newsletter to be sent. This concludes the Patient Information Screen Overview video tutorial.